Good morning, JSS1 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our week 9 topic is Major Centralized States in Pre-Colonial Nigeria. Major Centralized States in Pre-Colonial Nigeria, Nupe Kingdom. Nupe Kingdom. Objectives of study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to explain the origin and early history of the Nupe Kingdom. Number two, students should be able to state the factors that led to the decline and fall of Nupe Kingdom. The origin and early history of the Nupe Kingdom. The origin and early history of the Nupe Kingdom. The Nupe today live in Niger State of Nigeria. That is the Nupe people. Today, they live in Niger State of Nigeria. The kingdom was, that is Nupe Kingdom, was one of the 7 bastard Hausa states. Remember, when we treated the origin of the Hausa states, where I mentioned that we have 7 bastard and 7 legitimate. Nupe Kingdom was one of the 7 bastard Hausa states. It is said to have been founded in the 16th century. Nupe Kingdom is said to have been founded in the 16th century by the son of an Eda prince named Isuede united, that is the founder of the Nupe Kingdom now, the son of an Eda prince named Isuede. Isuede united the various Nupe ethnic groups into a state under his command, having established his capital at a place called Nupeku. Nupeku. He extended his powers to the north and south, conquering other groups beyond Nupe land, and established the great Nupe Kingdom. Isuede was known for his magical powers, that is fetish powers. And with these powers, he established himself as a divine monarch. In fact, the people were afraid of him because of these magical powers. He is said to have introduced the arts of canoe building and smithing in the Nupe Kingdom. After his era, another great Nupe king, or Esom, the king of Nupe is known as Esom of Nupe land, or Esom, known Muaz, the Nupe kingdom reached the highest height of its power. Another Nupe king, Esom Mama, founded another capital known as Rabat. The decline and fall of the Nupe Kingdom. The decline and fall of the Nupe Kingdom. The decline of the Nupe Kingdom set in after the death of Esom Mama. Remember him, Esom Mama, the man that founded the new capital known as Rabat. So the decline of the Nupe Kingdom set in after the death of Esom Mama. Disputes over who to succeed him resulted in the splitting of the kingdom under 2 rival Esoms or kings. Jamada, with his headquarters at Jimi, and Majuda, two, with his own capital or headquarters at Rabah. We are fighting to succeed King Mama or Esau Mama. In 1810, during the Sokoto Jihad of Usman Danfodio, a Fulani jihadist and preacher known as Malam Dedu came to Nupeland and soon gathered around himself ardent Fulani and Hausa Muslims. Then, taking advantage of the dispute or the fighting between Jimada and Majuda over the throne, he captured power from these two Esau rival kings, and he became the king of the Nupe land. But he allowed one of the rival king to be in charge. After his death, that is after the death of Malam Dedu, the Fulani jihadists that came to Nupeland, trouble broke out again. That was in 1831. Eventually, the rival Esau were humbled by Malam Dedu's successor, Usman Zaki, the man that succeeded Malam Dedu, the Fulani jihadists that came to Nupeland and seized or captured power from the two rival Esau's. Usman Zaki became the first Fulani Esau of Nupe land and ruled Nupe from Bida. Today, Bida is in Niger State of Nigeria. It is important to know that we started this lesson with the origin and early history of the Nupe Kingdom, where I started by telling us that Nupe people today live in Niger State of Nigeria. Bida in Niger State of Nigeria. Bida today is a prominent Nupe town. The origin and early history of the Nupe people, in any attempt to understand and appreciate their origin, it is important to know that Nupe Kingdom was one of the seven bastard Hausa states. Remember, I said when we are discussing the origin of the Hausa states, where I mentioned and named about 14 Hausa states, I explained that we are the seven legitimate Hausa states and seven bastard Hausa states. And it is important to know that Nupe was one of the seven bastard Hausa states. And Nupe Kingdom is said to have been founded in the 16th century by the son of an Ida priest named Isoede. He lived between 1523 to 1531 AD. Isoede reunited the various Nupe ethnic groups into a state or a kingdom under him, having established his capital at a place called Nupeko. He extended his powers to the north and south, conquering other groups beyond Nupe land, and established the great Nupe kingdom. Isoede was known for his magical powers. And with these powers, these fetish and magical powers, he established himself as a divine monarch. He is said to have introduced the arts of canoe making or canoe building and smithing. those that live in riverine area know what I'm talking about. Can you make him and smitten under another great Nupe king or Esong, that is the king of Nupe, the like the Obo of Benin, the Ma of Bronu, the Obi of Onisha, the Emir of Hausa states in Nupe kingdom. The king is even today known as the Esong of Nupe land. Esong king, ETSU. The Nupe kingdom reached the highest height of its power during the era of Mahazu. Another king that contributed to the rise of Nupe kingdom was Esong Mama. In fact, Esong Mama founded another capital known as Rabba. But the decline and fall of the great Nupe kingdom started with the demise of Esong Mama. We'll be looking at some of the factors that contributed to the decline and fall of the Nupe kingdom. And I said one, the fights, disagreement over the who to succeed Esong Mama. They were fighting for the throne after the demise of Esong Mama. Disputes over succession resulted in splitting of the kingdom under two rival Esongs or two rival kings, Jimanda and Majuda. Jimanda established his own capital at Jimmy, while Majuda established his own capital at Rabba. These two Esong kings succeeded Esong Mama and established our different capitals. But during the Sokoto Jihad of Usman Danfodio, a Fulani jihadist and preacher, Malam Dendu came to Nupe land and soon gathered around himself ardent Fulani and Hausa Muslims. And he took advantage of the disputed succession in the Nupe kingdom. He seized or captured power and became ruler of much of the Nupe land. But one thing happened. He allowed the rival Esong to reign as a puppet. After the death of this Fulani preacher and jihadist, Malan Dendu, fights and trouble again broke out. Eventually, the man that succeeded Malan Dendu, Usman Zaki, became the false Fulani Esong of Nupe land, and he ruled Nupe land from Bida. It is important to know that Nupe people have a famous tradition of craftsmanship in every wood and stone. Today, Bida town remains a center of Nupe craftsmanship. Assignment. Discuss the origin of the Igala people of Kogi State. Discuss the origin and early history of the Igala people of Kogi State. Discuss the origin and early history of the Igala people of Kogi State. Thank you.